Today, I'm spending 24 hours underwater because I want to be in a Mr. Beast video. So I'm going to prove I have what it takes to win his next challenge by remaking some of his most difficult challenges.
I would really not recommend any of you guys do this.
The next time you see me up here will be in 24 hours at 8:50 a.m. I'll see you then.
Hey, I've got a visitor. I'm not dead yet. It's only been 5 minutes.
Yeah, sure.
Can you go get me breakfast?
What do you want?
Maybe like a meter's ham and cheese croissant.
Are you going to finish that?
Can you bring me my phone?
Yeah.
And also, maybe like a little table or something that I can put things on, like right here, maybe a table.
I feel like this is just being Bryson's turn for 24 hours.
I'll be back.
I'll be back.
You murder.
James is off to get him breakfast.
Cole, you and me need to figure out this table thing, and I'll take his phone down there right now.
I was getting bored down here already, and that hasn't been that long. Where's my little table?
Go grab that table, because I got yelled at when I went down there last.
We got the company card. We're going to go on a spending spree.
I'm not quite sure if this will work. It might. Well, that's an interesting way of doing that.
That would be perfect if I can get it down there.
Have fun.
I got the phone in here. Whoa, it's so massive. How's it gonna fit?
He just wants it half the size.
Half the size.
Ow. Thought that was gonna work better than it did.
No, no, try it again.
I don't think it'll work.
Ow, frick!
Again.
Nope. First time was dumb, the second time was stupid. Taking him down a table. This is Grace, by the way. Grace, welcome to the video.
We gotta take him a table.
Good luck, bud. If I tap on the glass, does he get mad?
I have no service for some reason. Maybe if like we have walkie-talkies or something, that'd be nice.
Oh, great.
You should ask them to come down here and see.
Okay, I will. Also, Grace just got here. Your food, I think, is hopefully almost here.
Is Grace gonna jump in?
I don't know if she brought a bathing suit.
Push her in.
She'll get so mad.
Bro, imagine like
going on a date down here. No way, you can't go on a date down here.
Oh.
Should I?
Do you have anyone you could ask?
I've got one person I could ask. I got the girl's number at Ashton's Wisdom Tooth place.
The nurse?
Yeah, the nurse.
Should I give Bryson my number?
Yes.
That would be the weirdest first date ever.
Yeah, can you call her and ask her to come on a date with me?
Yeah, I'm down. Like right now?
Yeah.
This could be so awkward. Hey,
hello.
This is really weird. I know that this is Brighton's phone, but he is underwater right now and he wanted me to call you and ask you if you'd be interested in going on a date tonight with him.
Underwater?
Possibly. So you would have to bring a bathing suit, but are you down to come over and go on a date with him?
You know what? Sure. Might as well. He's cute.
I'm the best wingman ever.
Am I eating underwater?
Possibly. I'm gonna go tell Brighton. He's gonna be so stoked.
I can't believe you got me a date.
I'm
so scared. Like, this is a bad idea.
Let's do a chocolate croissant and then let's do 5 ham and cheese croissants.
Just ham and cheese, no egg?
I think it's just the ham and cheese ones.
It's 9:37.
I've only been in here for 50 minutes.
I already need to pee. My dad hates it if we pee in the pool. I think I'm growing enough to do it. Sorry, Dad.
We've brought the food.
James has returned.
Where's my breakfast? I've been waiting like 45 minutes for breakfast. 45 minutes! Oh my God!
They talked me into buying a chocolate croissant. All these are going down to him. We're gonna give him 3. Maybe he doesn't deserve food.
Food loaded up. I guess Brighton deserves to eat.
There's nothing to do. I'm losing my mind.
Yeah.
At least breakfast.
We're going in.
Oh, is he trying to get in here? Just be
There's not much room in here, guys. It sounds so weird in here.
I know, it's so
echoing. What is this? Is this your table? I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is my table.
I should probably get out of here. Also, I'm gonna explode.
Why is it gonna explode?
So, here's a croissant. I don't think this one I ordered. Ask for a ham, egg, and cheese croissant.
I think I just said ham and cheese.
No egg?
I think it's just the ham and cheese ones.
Bro!
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
This is just ham and cheese.
I was delusional. I was down here. I just heard cheese.
It's not as good without the egg.
I hate eggs. I kind of did it just for myself.
Drage is being so helpful. I wouldn't be able to do it without him. You're the man, Drage. I love you.
Whoa.
That's crazy.
He looks like an aquarium exhibit or something. Okay. Oh, here's Brighton. He's coming. He's coming to the window.
He's gonna hit his head too. That would be so funny. Oh, no, he's smarter than Drage. Okay, good luck, Brighton. Just don't die. You got this.
Feel my forehead.
No.
Feel it.
I can see your big head.
Please just feel my bump on my head.
No.
Cole, can you feel it? Don't poke it.
You said feel it.
Ow! You freaking jerk. Can you help me out?
No.
Just help me out.
Go out the side.
Oh. Brighton has been ordering me around all day, and one of his orders was to throw you in with your clothes on.
When he gets out of this box, he's never gonna want to go in a pool again.
I've got some visitors. This is Grace.
Hey guys. Hey guys.
I feel squished right now.
Sorry.
But I feel really good. Get out of here. I kind of wanted to watch some like shows and stuff, but my phone is kind of screwed.
Do you want us to go download some movies on your phone and like try to figure out a way to set up like a little movie theater down
there? Yeah, that'd be fun.
And then we can have a movie date, all three of us.
Okay.
What are you doing up there?
Hit the 3-hour mark. Feeling okay. I've got a little bit of a headache. I'm almost done with my movie, but I've been just trying to drink lots of water and chill. I feel tired and this is not fun. Mr. B said not to do this.
I would really not recommend any of you guys do this. Don't do it. It's not smart.
It was one of the hardest challenges he's ever done, and now I'm starting to see why. It's really boring, and I don't know how good this oxygen is for me. We put in every safety precaution we could.
I may think nothing can go wrong, but little did I know Drage made a big mistake.
I'm gonna die in here!
Stay tuned to see if I can safely make it through this challenge and go on an underwater date.
This is very fun. I'm ready for lunch.
Paxton just got here.
What's up? We got walkie-talkies.
Oh, you should take it down to him.
You should take
you
it down
should take
to
it down to him.
The water.
He misses you.
I want food!
Oh, he wants food.
What food do you want, over?
Panda Express. Ooh, there's a kickstand. You like my bucket?
Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of fun though, down here. Oh, that's not good. It's not pumping air. This is bad. Guys, the air pump stopped working. You're not breaking here. No.
I was afraid that was going to happen because we have been running all day.
This is really bad. The pump stopped working. I don't know. I can't stay down here for 24 hours if this is broken.
It's so hot.
Like, it's overheating.
Yeah, there's like no air coming out of it. Luckily, James just went to get food. So we got to call him and tell him to grab a new air compressor.
I don't know what to do. No one's down here. Where's my walkie-talkie? What's happening? Who's in this bag?
Take this down to him and put it in there so he has air.
I don't know what to do. Kaysen just brought me air pump. I can pump air from this into here. Maybe that's what they want me to do. This isn't gonna be good enough.
So we just got a call from Drage, and he told us that Brighton's air compressor stopped working. I guess we're gonna have to go to Home Depot or something to pick him up.
This new battery only lasts an hour, so they need to get a new thing. A new what?
We just made it to Home Depot. We're gonna go inside and get this air compressor. Probably not gonna be able to film much on the way home.
Can't stop addicted to the shindig. Stop talking, then it's gonna win big.
Wait.
What?
Bro, Brighton could die.
If we don't get that air compressor here ASAP and switched out, he's gonna have to come up.
So we got the nearest supply. Let's go set it up.
Perfect. Hopefully he doesn't die.
You plug right? This in. I am gonna jump back in the water and make sure that we can get him out.
So I think he's got air now.
This is gonna be better than like Christmas morning.
Oh yeah.
Let's go take him the new air supply.
Okay, it's been 45 minutes, or maybe an hour, of the backup. And look what I got! Oh, I can take a whole breath! I was kind of scared. It was about to hit the hour mark, and that's when the battery was going to die. You made it just in time.
How are you doing?
You gotta put your bathing suit on and go check on Brighton.
I'll just look in the window.
Bye! Are you okay? You're tired? No! Oh, challenge over.
I'm so confused as well. I just got sidekicked.
Okay, this is so weird. My life is so weird. My son lives underwater. Is it hurting the pool? I mean, first I care about my son being okay, but is he ruining the pool?
Probably not. We got him food in the morning, so we are taking care of him.
Perfect.
How long's Brighton been down there?
We're coming up on the 5-hour mark.
5 hours?
Yeah.
How long's he trying to go for?
24.
Are you kidding? He's taking Mr. Beast on with the challenge that he didn't complete. He's starting with that one.
We figured if we can beat the one challenge Mr. Beast can't complete, then we'll complete any other challenge he can.
We're not even gonna be here to see if he completes this or not because we're getting ready to fly out with his siblings.
He was supposed to fly out with us.
They're competing at Ninja World Championships.
We leave in 2 hours, so if he gets out.
I guess I'm gonna go down and say hi to him.
Brighton better not be peeing in my pool.
I already pee.
That is not allowed. That's a number one rule. I mean, safety, and then that.
Here we go. I'm bringing Brighton his water and his food. What am I doing?
Whew, there's not a lot of air in here.
No, there's not.
So I'm gonna head up so I don't steal it from you. There's some food. There's some water. All right. See you guys.
Thanks, Dad.
I'm a little concerned. Are we sure he has proper oxygen? Do you have an oxygen meter?
We did, but it got wet and got destroyed.
When I was told about this idea, I was told they were taking that safety precaution, and you didn't even check to
we
see
checked.
If it could get wet
we
or
checked.
Do proper.
We took it down, opened it up, and it said mediocre air quality, and then it hit the water and destroyed.
Okay, so it was already mediocre at that point.
Yeah.
This is not a good idea, guys. He didn't eat all of his veggies.
I'm gonna go check on Brighton. Maybe prank him a little bit.
I've got a visitor.
How do you go pee down here? Do you just go?
I've been just going all day.
Just making sure it's okay.
Get out of here! Get out of here! Don't wait in here. Only I'm allowed to pee down here.
Have you been watching movies?
What's
up?
Yeah.
That's about the point. I think he's going insane.
Bye, Ashton. Bye.
I put more batteries in this and it looks like it's working. It must have dried out. Let's take it down there and see how it is because I'm really concerned about the air quality that Brighton is breathing right now.
Let's see. How good the air quality is.
5,000. Guys, this is not good.
The CO2 monitor is maxed at 5,000. That is not good. So I came up so that he can see if he can get that number down without two people breathing in there.
Shane, what are your concerns on the safety here?
I'm not an expert on that CO2 monitor, but I'm gonna suspect that maxing out the CO2 on the monitor is not a safe thing to do.
He's not gonna be aware that he's getting a headache if it turns to carbon monoxide.
I dropped it in the water. Oh, dang it! I'm gonna die in here!
He blew it into the water on accident, so he broke the device again.
Okay, we're probably gonna have to end this then.
That's what I told him.
The thing is, I said it's bad, but like, I feel fine that I've been here for 6 hours, so.
I just don't feel good about this. As Brighton's father, I am most concerned about his safety.
I'm chilling.
So if there's any question, then we've got to get him up.
I'm scared I'm gonna get poisoned. I thought I was doing everything right, but it looks like the air quality is bad and I wouldn't want to like injure myself or die down here. That would be stupid, so this might not be worth it. Mr. Beast is right, I should have never done this. I'm scared. I don't want to do this anymore. This isn't a good idea. I should have never done this.
I know he'll be really disappointed, so the first thing I want to do is get him a good walkie-talkie down there that we can communicate, because every time we go to talk to him, we're taking his air.
I'm kind of scared, but like, I don't feel super terrible.
Have him check his blood oxygen levels on his watch.
Does he have his watch on?
Does he have it? The ultra? I thought he did.
I thought that was the plan from the beginning. Where'd that go? Did he never have it? Have we never even checked his blood oxygen levels?
I guess we have.
This is all stuff that I talked to you about before. I said he could do this, but now he doesn't have his watch, we don't have a monitor, and we're almost 6 hours in and you didn't even know he doesn't have his watch. Let's get that stuff. We gotta get his watch, we gotta get his walkie-talkie. If he wants to come out, he can come out. I'm definitely not encouraging him to stay in there, but I also don't want him to be disappointed that he gave up after 6 hours.
If my blood oxygen is low, I'll kill him.
We're 6 hours in and apparently he doesn't have his watch, and Drage didn't even know he wasn't wearing his watch.
He can't do these kind of challenges if he's not gonna think through this. That's not okay.
We did think through it. We talked about all of this stuff.
He can't risk safety for this.
Like, I hope everything is just perfectly fine. Hopefully my Apple Watch can tell me that I'm good.
I don't care about a challenge. I'm having him come up. Like,
he said if his oxygen levels are down at all, he'll come up.
What are they supposed to be?
I don't know, we'll look it up.
You didn't do any research to know what they should be before starting this challenge?
I did research on...
Because I can tell you, I know the answer to that question. I just want to see if you know the answer to that question.
I do not know the answer to oxygen levels.
And you're going into a chance where somebody could die from lack of oxygen without knowing what their oxygen should be when you start.
Yeah.
Normal, healthy oxygen levels are 95 to 100%. Below 95 is typically considered outside of the normal healthy oxygen range. We need to get that watch quick. Do you know his code?
I think so.
0214.
No, that wasn't it, sorry. It says try again in 3 hours.
Who has a passcode that you do it wrong once and you have to try again in 3 hours?
Use mine.
There weren't very many safety precautions that we talked about and Drage didn't use them.
Yeah, safety really matters.
It's because it knows we're 6 feet underwater.
This challenge is so much harder than I expected. Will I be able to survive long enough to go on the world's first legit underwater date? Stay tuned for part 2 to see what happens.